In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I want to speak to you today about the collect, this prayer. O God, increase in us faith, hope, and charity. Charity is the way, faith, hope, and love. These are supernatural gifts. They're called the theological virtues. They are the essence of the Christian life. The Christian life is a life of faith, hope, charity, love. The King James, in somewhat archaic English, translates the Greek word there as charity. I think getting at its outreaching character. What is this love? This is the perfect love of God and the perfect love of neighbor. Christian love is love that wells up in the human heart when we apprehend the beauty, the goodness, the majesty, the transcendence, the holiness, the righteousness, the justice, the finely tuned providential provision of God. We're overwhelmed by God's goodness. The great summary of that in the Anglican tradition is the general thanksgiving that we have at the end of the daily office. We thank you for all the many blessings of life, but especially for the means of grace and for the hope of glory and for the redemption of the world of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're so overwhelmed with that, that this love for God wells up in our heart and it overflows in love for the neighbor. And as the parable of the Good Samaritan tells us, the category of neighbor, well, has no boundaries. The category of the neighbor even includes the enemy. Even when it's necessary to take up arms to restrain the wicked and protect the weak and the innocent, as the Western democracies did in World War II, when they went to war with Nazi Germany, with Imperial Japan, with Fascist Italy. Even when it's necessary to do that, this love requires that we still have the ultimate good of the enemy at heart. And while it was necessary, it was important so that the weak would be protected and the peace of the world would be protected, that these movements be no longer able to wreak their destruction and their chaos. Yet, when the war was over, there was the Marshall Plan, and the devastated land was rebuilt, and the defeated foe was raised up. And that was possible because this ideal of biblical and Christian love resonated in the hearts of our people. This love, it knows no boundary. It overflows. Love, I think, is the entryway into the life of faith, hope, and charity. But these things, they reinforce each other. They cross-fertilize each other. They cross-pollinate each other. Love grows where there's faith. Faith, well, what's faith? I love what the modern theologian Wesley Newbegin says. Faith is the means by which we reach out and make our own what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. So it's the means by which we take to ourselves the promises and the gifts of God. And I like very much what Martin Luther has said, and I quote it all the time. Faith has two aspects. It has credo and it has fides. It has the element of belief. You believe in God. You believe in his promises. But then it has the element of fides. You trust. And so Luther says a man is drowning and he sees a piece of a shipwreck go by him, and he has an intellectual affirmation. I think that will hold me up. I believe it will hold me up. But he doesn't know until he swims over and he puts all of his weight upon it, and then he trusts. We all want an increase of love, because our love is weak and feeble. It's human. It falters. And our faith is weak and feeble and human, and it falters. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. And then there's hope. And hope, so many people live without hope. And we have a hope that is anchored in eternity. As you come up for communion and you go across the mosaic on the floor of the choir, you'll see the symbols of these theological virtues, these gifts and graces of the Christian life. You'll see the cross, which represents faith. You'll see the anchor, which represents hope. Why? Well, because the storms of life will come, but we are not shipwrecked. We are not blown about. We have an anchor in eternity, and the anchor holds. And St. Paul says, whether therefore we live or whether therefore we die, we are the Lord's. And whatever happens, we have hope and faith that the love of God will prevail, and all things will be restored in Jesus Christ, our Lord. St. Paul says, faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. We walk by faith now. There'll be a time when we won't need faith anymore. We'll know. We have a hope now, but there'll be a time when the hope will be fulfilled. But love will go on and on and on. Our hearts will grow bigger and bigger and bigger. And overflow more and more and more. And that can begin now. So we come here, week by week, in faith, hope, and love. And we come here hungry for the increase of these things in our lives. And that hunger is stirred up when we hear the scriptures. That hunger is stirred up when we pray. Love is stirred up in us. Faith is stirred up in us. Hope is stirred up in us. And we want more of these things. They're given to us as God's gifts in the words of the Bible, but preeminently they're given to us in the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ the Lord. And he says to us, come unto me, all you that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. And so we have a little bit of love, we have a little bit of faith, we have a little bit of hope, we want more, and he calls us to us, that he might give us more. In fact, he calls us to us that he might give us his very self. The one who is perfect faith, perfect trust in his Father. In the Garden of Gethsemane, on the night in which he's betrayed, here is perfect trust, perfect love, perfect trust, perfect faith. He trusts completely and without reservation in the Father's promises. He trusts completely and without reservation in the Father's will. And he gives himself without reservation to the Father. And he gives himself without reservation for our sake. And so, one of the things to notice is, so we want these things, we want to receive these things. Christ wants to give these things to us. How does it happen? It happens by the power of the Holy Spirit. And it happens, and there's a little sermon it's a big sermon in the architecture of this cathedral. We come up from our seats, faithful and loving, stirred up in us. We're hungry for more. Used to be three steps here. There's only two now. There used to be another step in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. In and through the waters of baptism, through our immersion in the love of his death and the powerful death-conquering life of love that is his resurrection. By our immersion in his death and resurrection. And then, literally through the cross, all these Catholic churches have something called a rood screen. Rood is an English word that means red. It's the cross. There's always a cross up there. literally, in and through the cross of Jesus Christ, in and through his great sacrifice of love, in and through his pouring himself out to the Father for our sake, and his pouring himself out to us for the Father's sake. Once a year, the high priest went into the Holy of Holies. He went with the blood of the sacrifice, the bowl of blood. The life was in the blood. He went with great trepidation. He went into the Holy of Holies, and he poured out the sacrifice. The life was poured out. And the life that was poured out spoke about the gravity of sin. It spoke about the seriousness of our neglect of God and our rebellion against God and our wickedness towards each other. And it talked about the mercy of God, who had provided a covering for our sins and a means of grace to take them away. Isaiah says, though your sins be red as scarlet, they will be white as snow. As far as the east is from the west, will I remove your sins. In and through this great act of love, which is perfect faith, perfect hope, perfect love, perfect charity. In and through this, we go boldly into this throne of grace. And he puts the Word made flesh, who has made bread and wine for us, puts into our hands and into our mouths himself. And putting himself into us, he puts into us his faith, his hope, his love. And we walk back strengthened, and we see again the symbol of the strength that we've been given. Faith, hope, and love. The most important one, the one that lasts, is love. Wonder, awe, love, and praise of God that overflow into sacrificial love and service for each other. Lord, increase in us your faith, your hope, your love. Amen. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.